You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. Thank you for joining us on Friday's edition of the podcast. We're taking a look ahead to the action with Andrew Mount a little bit later on in the podcast. He's got a couple of races picked out for us from Doncaster and Huntingdon to hopefully point in the direction of a winner or two on Friday. My name is Sam Norris and it's a warm welcome to the podcast to the aforementioned Mr. Mount, who's still going strong after 25 days alcohol free now, Andrew.
Yeah, that's right, dry January, we're almost at the end of the road. So
you're a better man than I am, that is for sure, and a more stronger willed man.
Yeah, I've surprised myself, and I'm now an expert on alcohol free beers. Not something I thought I'd ever say, but if you want any advice next year, I'm your man.
What a truly terrible subject to be an expert in, non-alcoholic beverages. We've got Trials Day coming, of course, this weekend at Cheltenham, Andrew, and the sort of anti-post festival work begins to ramp up for a lot of people now. Are you fully ensconced in Cheltenham work at this stage, or do you leave it a few more weeks until you begin to get stuck in?
Well, I've decided that I'm from the beginning of February, I'm going to do like one race per day.
Right, okay.
And so I'm doing on the panel for a Cheltenham preview night at the end of February, so that will have prepped me fully, yeah, Hopefully by then. So that's the plan. So I've not started looking at it yet, but certainly post trials day, this coming Saturday's Cheltenham meeting, that's when things start to take shape with a vengeance, and I'll be taking it more seriously.
Yeah, the markets are really beginning to take proper shape after trials day, of course. Is there a particular order you've got in mind? Of course, you'll have to wait a little bit longer for the handicaps. They'll have to come closer to the festival. Are you taking it day by day? Or
I haven't thought about that, actually. So I'll probably start with the grade one races, yeah, on each day, and then look at the handicaps later on.
Okay. We've got some interesting stuff coming up at Cheltenham this weekend, of course, for Trials Day. One race we might just take a quick look at is the Cleeve Hurdle. Finian's Oscar, the 11-4 favourite for this. Holstone, 7-2. 5-1 Beer Goggles. The World's End, 11-2. Lammy Surge is 6-1. 13-2 for Agrippar. 7-1 Thomas Campbell. 12s and bigger prices for the rest of them. Of course, this could have a bit of a say on the Stayers Hurdle, the feature on the Thursday at Cheltenham. Finian's Oscar, the 11-4 favourite, but there must be a little bit of scope to potentially take him on with, given the fact that he's now returning to hurdles after an ill-fated spell over fences. It wasn't quite that bad, but
yeah, I think they've given up a little bit quickly with his chase career. I mean, you look at his four chase outings. You know, he won the first one at Chepstow. Okay, you know, he made a couple of mistakes early doors before warming to his task. That was over 2 miles, 3.5 furlongs. An extra furlong at Cheltenham last time, similar story. You know, he's made one or two mistakes and then still managed to win from Move with the Times. And then just completely failed to handle the cutback to 2 miles at Sandown next time in grade one company. And, got behind early after, sort of one or two dodgy jumps. And then, but last time out at Ascot, 2 miles, 5, a far more suitable trip, he's got short-headed. So you'd think the logical thing to do would be to step him up to 3 miles over fences and not give up. And he hasn't fallen, has he?
So No.
You'd think, another sort of run or two would probably put him spot on. But they're going back over hurdles. He's been tipped by Pricewise, I think, hasn't he, anti-post for the Stayers Hurdle. So anybody who's followed Tom Segallion will be looking for a good run here. Not for me at the price. He's around about 11-4 at the moment.
Yeah, I think
at least Colin Tizard's horses are coming back into form. He had a really slow start to the year, but he's won with Fourth Act and the Dutchman in recent days. The Dutchman, of course, was a wide margin winner of the Peter Marsh handicap chase the other Saturday. So hopefully the yard's fortunes are changing.
Yeah, it's a very fair point you make there, that the trip caught him out as much as anything last time, rather than the fences. He's never really looked to be a two-mile chaser. This yard as well are synonymous with producing staying chasers as well. They wouldn't have too many champion chase type horses in the yard anyway. So I think it's a fair point you make there, that it was as much about the trip than anything else for the reason for his defeat last time.
Yeah, wasn't it? So he's like fallen and unseated in two chases, and then you can understand. So we've got one running today as we record this podcast on Thursday. That's Bacardi's at Goran Park. Now again, it hasn't looked fantastic in two runs over fences. You can understand why they're going back over hurdles, and but you know, I wouldn't have expected them to do that with Finian's Oscar, but we'll see how it pans out. So, as for the race itself, the Cleaver, I'd be inclined to back the Nick Williams runner each way. Agrippar is a intended runner, as far as I'm aware, and always needs his first couple of runs of the year. That's why he was on place twice in France last autumn. Showed much more last time out here at Cheltenham on New Year's Day, finishing second to Holstone over 2.5 in a race he won last year. Perhaps didn't end up on the quickest part of the track in the closing stages. And with the return to 3 miles expected to suit sort of each way, Agrippar would certainly be my way into the race at the moment.
Yeah, 13-2 for Agrippar. It could be an emotional day for followers of Beer Goggles as well, who is an intended runner in the Cleeve Hurdle. Of course, Richard Woollacott passing away over the last few days. And just purely on the run that he beat, you know what I mean, Harry and Thistlecrack on, he'd have to have some sort of a chance in there at 5-1 Beer Goggles, who was a big price that day. But can seriously cement his claims here with another big run.
Absolutely. I'd say it was a terrible tragedy that the trainer lost his life at such a young age. And, Beer Goggles didn't really get the credit he deserved for beating, you know what I mean, Harry, last time out at Newbury.
It was all about the beaten horses that day, wasn't it?
That's right. But again, going into that race, I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing, but I think he had the best last time out speed figure from race form speed rating. So he was certainly no back number. And of course, the entry race in which he was third, although it was only a handicap hurdle, it was run a very fast time. And the fourth, Hollybush Henry, has come out and won this week, albeit over fences at Fakenham. Beer Goggles is progressive, relatively lightly raced for a 7-year-old, and could be the danger to the selection.
That's all to come this weekend. Of course, it's a cracking day of racing at Cheltenham for Trials Day, a good race day at Doncaster as well, so should be plenty to look forward to this weekend. We're going to take a look at matters closer at hand, though, namely Friday's racing, where we could have a quickfire double here with the 340 and the 350 both getting the preview treatment. We begin with the 340. This is a race at Doncaster, which is a novice's handicap hurdle, ran over a trip of 2 miles. I don't know what it says about the all-weather fair on Friday that you've picked two jumps races to
analyse. That was my next comment, because
to analyse.
Given the choice of picking two races, the chances are I'm going to go for the all-weather.
Yeah.
Particularly when there's two all-weather meetings in Britain, another one in Ireland. I mean, the British all-weather meetings on Friday aren't supersonic. There's a really good card at Dundalk, but I'll leave that to Andy Holding, our Irish expert. But and a novice handicap hurdle as well wouldn't normally be my chosen betting medium. But there's a horse I like here in the shape of Dr. Dunraven, number 3, trained by Martin Keithley. Now, this one's a tracker horse because I'm convinced he needs to go left-handed. He used to be with Philip Hobbs, and he had 3 runs right-handed for that yard, 7th, 6th, and pulled up. And then he switched to Martin Keithley last spring and turned up in a handicap hurdle at left-handed Utoxeter over 2 miles, wearing a hood for the first time. He came late to finish a very narrow second that day behind Orion's Might, who made all. So it was he was up against a pace bias and did really well to finish so close. Next time out, he's gone to Taunton, back up and tripped at 2 miles 3. It's right-handed. He's made a rick at the first hurdle, and then he's never going after that, and he's tailed off. So he returns to a left-handed track. He's got cheek pieces back on. He wore them once for Philip Hobbs over fences. Didn't run particularly well in them. But when Martin Keithley puts cheek pieces on a run of one of his for the first time, they tend to do pretty well. The trainer had a winner in first-time blinkers at Catterick on Wednesday. And I think Dr. Dunraven, back to 2 miles, back on a left-handed track, could be a decent price here to win this novice handicap chase at Donny.
Dr. Dunraven then going back left-handed in the 340 race at Doncaster is the first selection for Andrew. We look at the 350 at Huntingdon coming up next. Handicap hurdle on the way here, 2.5 miles the trip this time around. And there are some interesting contenders in here, Andrew, one or two that leap off the page.
Yeah, that's right. This is sort of fascinating little race. Penn Lane's interesting, returning from a break of 630 days for Warren Greatrex, having won at Market Raisin when last seen. cloth cap for John Joe, who was a winner last time out. But I'm going to go with one from a smaller yard, and that's Caroline Bailey's Early Retirement. Early Retirement is something you and I can only dream of, Sam, in this day and age. But the key to this one could be the break. It's had almost 10 weeks off since finishing second at Wetherby last time out. That was certainly wasn't a bad run. Only went down by a length after not jumping particularly well at one or two of the hurdles. But when he's had six or more weeks off the track since he's been qualified for a handicap mark, he's finished second of 14 when 20-1 at Warwick, doing best of those who have ridden patiently. And then he's won at Southall, and then this season on his reappearance, he's returned to Southall to record a 9-2 victory. So a break between races is ideal. Shouldn't have any problems with this track. His best efforts have come on flat courses, and Caroline Bailey's been amongst the winners as well. So, yeah, it certainly wouldn't put you off the each-way double, those two either. Dunraven in the 3:40 at Doncaster and Early Retirement in the 3:50 at Huntingdon.
OK, Dr. Dunraven and Early Retirement, the two selections there for Andrew in the 3:40 and 3:50 races respectively. You can hear all the action, of course, live on Racing Radio on Friday afternoon. Hope you can join us for all of that. Andrew, thank you very much and best of luck.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.